We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some of the guys had reached out, Chris had reached out, you know, from Strange Music and said, hey, I got a lot of stuff going on. And after 2020, it just got weird. You know, everybody, the world stopped. There's no more touring, no more live music. People's businesses shut down. We're wearing masks. We're all in the middle of a big weirdo freakout. And everybody kind of had to refigure what they wanted to do with their life and how they were going to do it. I think relationships got reset. I think marriages got better or worse. I think people made a lot of decisions, right?
I think people also thought, I hate what I do. I'm doing something different.
Yes.
And just changed paths in life.
Some people work from home now. Some people will never, like me, I would hate the idea of working from home. Like this, well, this would never work. The five of us would never work. It just, you couldn't do it. You can't see each other. You know what I mean? Like, but then others, they love it. Like Sass, she ain't never going back. They told her the other day, they were like, you can work from home. She's like, why would I not?
That is fantastic.
To me, the idea, it's awful. I don't want to stay at my own house that much.
I will say, when I've filled in down...
And I like my house.
Down the hall, it was a weird dynamic to me because I actually said something to T the other day. I'm like, do you realize there are people that have been on the air in other stations in our hallway who've not been back
lazy.
And whatever the case, there is a dynamic to doing it where I'm just basically, it's like I'm talking to my TV. I'm looking at a screen talking to them back and forth. And that's kind of the way.
Whatever. Maybe they're just way more capable than I am. I'm not capable of that. It's
you need person. You need contact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I enjoy. And, you know, imagine if we did this from our home. Now, it's great to have Chris on the phone, and I'll grab him here in a second. But when those guys will come in the studio,
it's completely different.
The feel is always amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you really get to meet people. You get to see the expression on their face when they speak. You can see it in their eyes when you say something. Are they listening? Are they not listening? Mm-hmm. Is this a direction they want to go? There's just a lot of body language that goes along with that. But Chris is one of those guys that, as I got to know him, he's really sensitive, and not in some pussy way, but in a very thoughtful way. Like he's very aware of the world around him.
Born March 7th in Kansas City, Missouri, he is a rapper and singer who we met through his 20-plus year association with Tech N9ne and Strange Music. His name is Chris Calico. He's struck out on his own, forming his own label, Ear House, and releasing the new single, Wait, Please Welcome, longtime friend of the show, Chris Calico.
Hey Chris, how you been, man?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Good, good. I got so many questions, man. What a crazy announcement that you decided to, and on friendly terms, leave Strange Music and strike out on your own with Ear House.
I did. And you guys just hit the nail right on the head, what you were saying before, that the pandemic, lockdown, man, it changed everything for everybody. And, you know, when you're on the road, and that's really how I was making my living, you know, doing shows. We're doing 200-plus shows a year. 90% of my income was gone. And so, you know, we had to pivot. We had to pivot. So I literally, with my bare hands, built a studio in my house, and my wife and I formed Ear House, and then we're off to the races.
Yeah. Well, here's the crazy thing. Like, you and Tech started, and it's been an incredible friendship and an incredible journey, and you complement each other so well that I got to believe you're still going to do shows with Tech besides your solo stuff.
Not at the moment. I'm not. He's actually getting to go out on tour, and I just had a great conversation with a very prominent company that books shows.
And so good.
We're actually doing things separately, but we're definitely going to always be brothers and the best of friends. As a matter of fact, people have been asking me in interviews, "Are you in Tech beef?" And I said, "Here's a definition of me and Tech's relationship." He called me Sunday and said, "I'm at Costco's. I can't fit these two huge TVs in my car, man. What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'll be right there."
Right. Of course. But you guys, you know, and you to me, you've always been such an interesting guy. And just like Tech, you know, you guys didn't fit in initially. You had to create your own paths. You're a kid who grew up, you know, and in the rap world, it always occurred to me that there was a certain ultra-masculine, super alpha male look most guys are going for. And when I heard this new song, Wait, I thought it made me just start thinking about all that you've kind of dealt with throughout your career. You know, you get to name Calico from the vitiligo, that, you know, the skin discoloration, which people take shots. You know what I mean? It's to me, it's your mark. So it's your trade. It's the thing that I think of when I think of you. It's a positive, but it wasn't a positive at the beginning. You had to figure out how to make it work for you.
Right, man. You know, I didn't have a traditional look. I'm a big guy. I'm a heavy guy. I've got white patches of skin on my brown face. And so that's not traditionally what people would look like when we got started 20 years ago. But the world has opened up. The world is very liberal thinking now. And we didn't care back then. We created this thing that made us stick out, you know. But now it is so open that it was a perfect time to do a song like Wait. Where I talked about, this is not just being, the song Weight is not just about being overweight or underweight. It's about even the weight on you, emotionally. So we have people doing a challenge on TikTok and on Facebook, the Risk Being Seen challenge, where they're even taking their prosthetics off and showing, like, the nub of their arm, where they've had to have their arm or leg removed. There's cancer patients taking their wig off and exposing their head that's bald from having to go through chemo. So this is like becoming this huge movement, which is exactly what I wanted to happen, so people would feel free. I stripped down on the video, it made me feel better. I hadn't taken my shirt off in public since I was 13.
I
stripped down, and now everybody else is stripping down, you know.
Well, dude, that's it. There's a freeing moment. I think everybody wants to be attractive to others. Everybody wants to feel confident about their look, whatever it is. And especially if you're on a stage, especially if you're constantly being photographed or there's a video being shot. And then the lyrics, "I want to be outside half naked, uncovered in the sun. You ain't taking that from me. Ain't taking that from me." And you go, you know, I think there's a lot of people in this world that identify. And you're right. It's not just having some weight on you. It's the weight that comes from looking different. Having alopecia, you know, losing hair, missing an arm, you know, anything that separates you from the rest of the world, man, I don't care what anybody says, it's not easy, and it's nothing anybody ever asked for, and you got to find your spot with that.
Right, man, and you know, I was 95% of the feedback has been positive, but some of the people thought I was just promoting being obese, and I'm like, I'm not promoting that. I'm promoting feeling good. If you have the ability to change something about yourself, if you have the ability to do it, by all means, do that. But you should still want to feel attractive in the state that you're in, no matter, you know, what you're trying to do. So,
listen, anybody who literally listens to that song and thinks that that's the direction you take it are purposely being dickheads. There's nobody with three brain cells that think that's the message in this. Anybody who can listen to the song knows it's about dealing with yourself and living with yourself. And I'll tell you, I think it's a super, it's a really interesting way to go in the world you're in. You know, yeah. You talk about bipolar, you talk about being depressed, you talk about just the human condition. And normally everything is I'm stronger, I'm better, I can't be touched. I will, you know, let's face it, the only time anybody gets sensitive, I think I heard you say it, was when they talk about their mom, you know?
Right. Well, and this is empowering, you know, this. So I do talk about that kind of stuff. But what I decided to do with this song, Wait, was give them a resolution. I talked about me being bipolar and unstable and having mental illness and stuff, but I love those songs and the fans love them, but I wasn't giving them a resolution. Wait is giving them a resolution, you know,
yeah.
To feel good in the skin that you're in and risk being seen, which is my movement.
No, and hey, man, I was like, wow, he doesn't have his shirt on in this video that goes out. And I think I looked over and it was some crazy amount of video. It's already picked up a huge amount of views on the video.
It did. It's only been out a couple of days and it's done about 150,000 views. And so, you know, I'm hoping that it's doing about 30,000 views a day actually right now, which I was terrified to do this video, man. I was terrified to strip down naked and do this video, but it helped me after that, and I knew it would help so many people, man. So here we are.
By the way, I just saw the meme, the Whose House, Ear House, and it's Batman slapping Robin. Whose House, Ear House? I was like,
yeah, that's my chant, man. When I come out and do shows, I knew that, I mean, I established a tag like that for Strange Music, that Strange Music.
Right.
At the end of all of the albums and the videos, like, I know that's a good way to market, but also it just gets people involved. They feel like they're part of it. And it's not just my thing. It's all of our thing, you know?
Well, I can't wait to hear the whole thing. I'm proud for you, man, because you got a lot going on in your world. You walked out of an unemployed year where you couldn't perform to building your own studio, to releasing your own music, to really dealing with some heavy subject matter, and then and striking out. So it's, listen, it's... This is the only glory people will ever know. Many people never tried. They're too afraid. They'll never give it a go. And look, getting knocked down is part of this world. But the glory, the real glory, is to be afraid and move forward and do something great.
Man, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Indeed.
And I knew that I wanted to take this. And when I talked to Jack and Trav, they were both even like, you know, this is your foundation. But I'm like, do you ever think about the mentality of somebody that doesn't want a foundation, wants to jump out of an airplane? That's me. That's what I feel like right now. So that's why I formed Ear House, and we are off to the races and really, really, really gaining lots of ground very, very quickly.
Well, you know what? Nothing could be more fun to watch this grow successful and then and see you do more collaborations with Tech. I know the world, you know, you guys will forever be associated as family. And I say that in the most positive way. And I think that only helps both of you. And how great it will be to go out on tour together someday.
Yeah, man. Who knows, man? You know, I never shut the door on anything.
In no, life. Man.
We're going to always be brothers. And so who knows what the possibilities of the future hold.
How was it with him on a personal level? Like when you told him, was he hurt? Was he scared? Was he, you know, for you? Like what was?
I was scared to even tell him. It took me a week. I literally sobbed for a week and had conversations with my wife forever. The meeting that we had where I explained this to him and Trav, Tech got up and left about halfway through it, and then we had several conversations after that. You know, but he's probably my biggest fan. He's the one that knew. He said, man, you know, you're right. Everybody saw us as Batman and Robin, and we are really Batman and Superman. Superman couldn't possibly be in every Batman movie. He has to have his own movies. And so I see it, I understand it, and I support it.
I love that. Well, listen, man, stay, keep us, you know, apprised of everything, man. Make sure we get everything that you release. And you've got the numbers, man. Let me know what you got going on.
I definitely will, man. Thank you guys for supporting me always, man.
I love you, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, man. Love you back, man. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay. Leave me alone. I only do what you let me. Talk on phone. I got upside down. Smile and die.
That's a pretty scary thing. When you're known.
Drive my
And you guys listening are only in the metal or whatever. If you don't know about Tech, like you have to understand the storyline behind this. These are two guys, and Tech certainly at the front of that in that world, from Kansas City, the most successful independent rappers in the world, turned down by every record label, created their own thing, and turned Strange Music into a worldwide phenomenon. And then crossed over in so many different ways. Every single, you know, I mean, we're talking about The Rock, the biggest movie star in the world. Is like Tech N9's my favorite. And he and Chris have been performing together all these years.
But they as a group, too, with all those guys, have taken crazy chances no one would have ever encouraged, you know, in the most creative ways. And it's worked for them.
So I hope it continues to, man. Yeah, Chris is a super good cat. And I think he's got his own thing. He is definitely, it's genuine and original. Check it out for yourself. It's, if you're wondering, you want to hear it, KRIZZKALIKO, Chris Calico. Stay right there, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.